News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. As part of its program to mobilize support for the Citizenship Amendment Act, the BJP has launched a toll-free number for people to give missed calls to register their endorsement of the law ahead of the party's 10-day mass contact drive from January 5. BJP General Secretary Anil Jain told PTI that the toll-free number will allow people to register their support for the amended citizenship law, which seeks to grant citizenship to minorities from three neighbouring countries who arrived in India by December 31, 2014 due to religious persecution. BJP President Amit Shah is expected to visit a household on Sunday, most likely in the national capital, to lead the party's 10-day campaign, during which its leaders and workers will contact, the party has said, 3 crore families to rally support for the CAA. All leading faces of the party, ranging from union ministers to organizational leaders, will be traveling to various parts of the country during January 5 to 15 for the drive, Jain said. People will be urged to take to social media to voice their support for the law during the campaign, he said. Party leaders have already been holding public meetings and press conferences over the issue as they work to counter the opposition's campaign against the amended citizenship law, accusing the Congress and other opposition parties of carrying out a misinformation drive to mislead people about the act. Jain said the CAA is all about giving citizenship to persecuted minorities from Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan. It has nothing to do with any Indian citizen, he added. The India Meteorological Department on Thursday said that cold wave conditions in Delhi NCR have ended and the temperature will remain almost normal for the next 3 to 4 days. Speaking to ANI, Kuldeep Srivastava, head of the Regional Weather Forecast Department, said there was a layer of clouds over Delhi NCR which originated from Punjab. This layer has gone and sunlight has started to enter the region. The temperature will remain around 18 to 19 degrees for 3 to 4 days, although some clouds may occasionally be present at night, which will not cause any significant effect. The cold wave condition in Delhi NCR has ended. He further stated that owing to the cloud cover, the temperature in the morning dipped to 2.4 degrees. However, it was not the coldest day, as the temperature went as low as 0.6 degrees in January 2006. People will get relief from the extreme cold for the next 3 to 4 days, and the temperature will remain at 5 to 6 degrees with dense fog in early morning hours till January 6. After that, due to western disturbances, rainfall activities might take place in northwest regions of India, which will cause a dip in the temperature, he said. Srivastava also said that the cold wave conditions in Delhi NCR were caused due to western disturbances, which led to heavy rain and snow in the Himalayan areas, along with the layer of clouds from Punjab. And a video of US Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden that was selectively edited to falsely suggest he made racist remarks during a recent speech made the rounds Thursday on social media, raking in more than 1 million views on one tweet alone. Experts have been warning about the dangers of selectively edited videos being used as a misinformation tactic ahead of the 2020 presidential election. They are easier to make and do not require the sophisticated technology needed to produce deepfake videos which are fabricated to look realistic. In the edited clip, which was less than 20 seconds long, Biden says, "Our culture is not imported from some African nation or some Asian nation." Social media users paired the video with comments like, "It's almost like Joe Biden is a racist." Posts with the video surfaced across social media platforms on Wednesday. The clip was taken from ABC News coverage of Biden speaking for more than an hour in Derry, New Hampshire on December 30, 2019. A review of the full video shows that Biden was commenting on changing the culture around violence against women. In discussing the difficulty victims face reporting sexual assault on college campuses, he said, "Folks, this is about changing the culture, our culture. Our culture, it's not imported from some African nation or some Asian nation. It is our English jurisprudential culture, our European culture that says it is all right." Earlier in the discussion, Biden, when asked about his work with women and sexual assault victims, talked about the need to change an entrenched cultural problem that dates back centuries, noting that in the 1300s, many wives were being beaten to death by their husbands without repercussions. Biden's campaign confirmed to the Associated Press that the presentation in the edited video was inaccurate. It is not the first time Biden has spoken out about how violence against women dates back to English common law. On March 26, 2019, Biden spoke at a New York event where he honored young people working to fight against sexual assault on college campuses. "It is an English jurisprudential culture, a white man's culture," he said at the March event. "It's got to change." The Golden Globes, known as the Party of the Year, is going with a meatless menu for its 77th annual award show. Guests will be served a 100% plant-based meal just ahead of showtime on Sunday. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association said that it wants the initiative to raise environmental awareness about food consumption and waste. "If there's a way we can not change the world but save the planet, maybe we can get the Golden Globes to send a signal and draw attention to the issue about climate change," HFPA President Lorenzo Soria said. "The food we eat, the way we grow the food we eat, the way we dispose of the food, is one of the large contributors to the climate crisis." Soria said there was some initial pushback about changing the menu just about 2 weeks before the show, but the hotel eventually agreed on the new menu. "People were basically saying, it is too late, we are ready with all the orders, the holidays and all that," he said. "But after we began discussions, meeting for 1 or 2 days, the hotel accepted the change completely. They started to experiment with how to do plant-based meals that was not just their symbolic steps, but also something that guests will enjoy." Matthew Morgan, executive chef at the Beverly Hilton, called the menu change initially surprising, but he ultimately understood it would send a positive message. "It was a little shocking when first mentioned because of being very close to the actual Globes and having already decided on a menu," he said. "But once we thought about it and the message that it sent, we were really excited about it. That's something I stand behind myself." Items on the main entree include king oyster mushroom scallops and wild mushroom risotto, along with roasted baby purple and green Brussels sprouts and carrots. A chilled golden beet soup will be served as an appetizer. HFPA partnered with Icelandic Glacial, a naturally alkaline and sustainably sourced natural spring water. The water will be served in glass bottles to eliminate plastic waste in the ballroom and red carpet, which is reused at other events throughout the year. Soria called the food excellent after a recent taste testing. Morgan said making the change wasn't too difficult. He said the first course was already vegan and the main course was a vegan alternate, in which they enhanced the dish to add some pop and color to the plate. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.